ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。
こんにちは、夏子です。
Peter here。
四字熟語
Lesson 11 Cutting to the chase。
今日の四字熟語は私二つとも好きですね。I like these two words.
Really?
Yes.
You know, Natsuko-san?
What?
I didn't know of them before today.
Wow. So, you're learning too.
Learning a lot with this series. Today, as in each lesson, we're going to look at two. So, Natsuko-san personally approved these two, so let's take a look at the first one.
大器晩成
A late bloomer. Great talents mature late.
いい表現ですね。
This is a really good expression.Let's have it one more time, nice and slow.
大器晩成大器晩成
Let's take a look at the four characters that make up this phrase.
大
Big
器
Container
晩
Night
成
Grow. So, as usual, what we're going to do now is take a look at the two kanji compounds that make up the four character kanji compound. If that makes sense, I think it will. Natsuko-san?
大器
Which means a big container. The second two kanji character compound?
晩成
To take a long time to turn into something.
So, 大器晩成
So it literally means that to make a large container, it takes time.
Mm-hmm.
To make something very big takes time.
Logical.
Right? And so people who are not remarkably talented when they're young, it takes time to improve themselves so they can finally be distinguished later in life.And become a success.
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is really good.
Yes.
Now I see why you like it.
See?
Now let's find out how to use it.
It's usually used as a noun to say someone is 大器晩成だ.
So someone is that type of person.
Yes.
A late bloomer.
It's also used like 大器晩成型.
And a type of a late bloomer.
Yes.
Let's take a look at a couple sample sentences.
ハルキはまだ言葉を話さないね。彼は大器晩成なんだよ。
ハルキ hasn't started speaking yet. Huh, he's a late bloomer.
How old is ハルキ?
That's
I wonder.
A great question. But this could be a type of a shakojire.
Oh, of course.
You know?、
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, he's a late bloomer.、
Mm, 使えますね。
Okay, what do we have next?
彼は大器晩成型だ。だって25歳でプロ野球選手になったんだから。
He's a type of late bloomer because he became a professional baseball player when he was 25.
That surely is a late bloomer. 野口英世は普通の子供だった。偉い人は大器晩成型が多い。
英世野口 was an average child, but many great men are late bloomers. さすが夏子さん。As can be expected from Natsuko, this was a really good phrase.
It's also very useful.
I know. I can't wait for number two. What do we have next?
単刀直入
To cut to the chase. To come right to the point.
単刀直入単刀直入
Let's have a look at the first character.
単
Single.
刀
Sword.
直
Straight away.
入
Enter. Single sword straight away enter.That doesn't sound like it's going to be good.
Right. But it means good.
Okay. Now, the original meaning is that a person with only one sword attacks the enemy in a straightforward way. So it's come to mean come right to the point without any introduction, remarks, or greetings. Straight to the point. Okay. Let's have a look at the two kanji character compounds. The first one is?
単刀
So one blade, one sword.
直入
Directly enter. Now, how is this phrase used, Natsuko-san?
It's usually used with particle ni.
So it's an adverbial phrase.
Yes. As in, 単刀直入に言う
Get straight to the point. 今わかってきました。
何が?
なんで Natsuko-san がこの表現が好きです? I understand why.
Why? At this point?
Well, yes, Natsuko-san, you are a bit...Straight.
I'm sorry.
No, it's
Maybe
a good
too
thing.
Straight.
No, it's really good. Ah, so this is how you say it. Okay. And I think we have the perfect example sentence to clarify this point.
Okay. 単刀直入に言うよ。他に好きな人ができたんだ。
I'll get right to the point. I like somebody else.
もうなんか、too straightforward, isn't it?
ちょっとですね。It's direct. We have another really good example.
単刀直入に言ってそれはできません。
Well, I'll get straight to the point. I can't do that.
これもあまり使わないかも。Well, you know, but I think this is a good example because, you know, usually in Japanese, you don't say it straightforward like this, you know, like, それはできません。So it's kind of like giving an excuse that I'll be frank.
Yeah. And it's nice because it kind of like gives them a little time to prepare for the bombshell that's coming.
Right.
It's kind of like a 話があります。
Oh.
It's the same expression in English. We have to talk. So you know something not good is coming.
Right. Something not good usually follows this phrase.
Okay. Natsuko-san, arigatou gozaimasu. These are really fun. I hope everyone's having as much fun as we are.
Me too.
Because it's really interesting to learn about the Japanese way of thinking. And it's a very important step for you to kind of change your way of thinking when you're trying to speak Japanese or communicate in Japanese. And it's something that once you can do, will really help take your Japanese to the next level fast.
Yes. And I think it's also very fun to find out how the kanjis are used. It's like a puzzle.
Couldn't agree more. And inside the PDF, you can see them. You should be able to see them if you click the center button of your iPod twice too. So that's going to do for today.
それじゃあまた。